The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
I see. This is Perched on the Top Rope. And I'm the biggie man. And I'm coming to get you!
Welcome everyone to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer Lee Walker. And this is On This Day in Wrestling History. And ladies and gentlemen, we are starting off in the year 2004. Here on December 5th. And December 5th, 2004, Macho Man Randy Savage wrestled his first and only match for TNA at the Turning Point pay-per-view. Sadly, it would also be his final ever professional wrestling match. The match was a six-man tag team match to which Randy Savage teamed with Jeff Hardy and AJ Styles to face Jeff Jarrett, Scott Hall, and Kevin Nash. Now, Jeff Hardy, AJ Styles, and Macho Man Randy Savage would win the match. However, most of the match was left to be a 3-on-2 situation. Why is that? Well, Macho Man Randy Savage would not come out in the beginning of the match. He came out at the end of the match. Now, recently, Jeff Jarrett explained some of the situation why Macho Man came out at the end on his podcast, and I'm going to read to you his comments. When it came to dealing with Randy Savage for the match, Jeff Jarrett said, "I can remember, I guess you could say, in the layout of the match, just handling this entire thing with kid gloves in that. Hey, Randy, do you want me and you to start?" he asked. On saving Savage for the end of the match, Jeff Jarrett had to say, "That was kind of the mindset that it was going to be me, Jeff, and AJ working the body of the match." And when Randy was like, "No, no, no. Let me just get in there and at the end and do it," psychologically, it made sense. So the five of us had to have that 15, 16, 17 minute match and bring Randy in at the end. This is the part that I was curious about, and it's Savage not being ready for the bout. And this is what Jeff Jarrett had to say. "Oh, more than fair to say, and I have, well, I quit thinking about it. But there was a time frame, Conrad, that we're going to kind of go back to the politics. Randy wanted to do something with us. And it's one of those things that, yeah, he had worked with Jeff, but this is the Jarrett's deal. And hey, man, there's some buzz on this. They're going to take care of me. I'm not going back to WWF, where the only alternative let me kind of dive into it." And then he got there, and oh boy, there's some drama. Jeff and Jerry aren't getting along. Oh boy, whatever this Hogan peripheral thing was, wait a minute. Do I really want to work with Scott and Kevin? I need, you know, not everything kind of jived with him. And so I think he had mixed emotions once he kind of got on board. And again, I'm going to go back to the paranoia personality trait that he had. So if he's paranoid about everything, that's including himself, I think he was super paranoid about how he was perceived post-WCW. I think that played into a huge part of just getting in there and accepting his age. And maybe his mobility and his skills, because Randy was a big believer in perception and how the Macho Man was perceived worldwide, and he didn't want to tarnish it. And I got that. So, that's kind of what I thought when it came to Macho Man Randy Savage, because I had heard stories that he was paranoid about his appearance and how he looked and this and that. And Jeff Jarrett clarified this. Thank you, Jeff. And now it is the year.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
2005, on the 4th of December, it is WWE Monday Night Raw, and Eric Bischoff's reign as the general manager comes to an end after 3.5 years in the position. A mock trial by Vince McMahon, which saw many wrestlers in the WWE from Kurt Angle, Mick Foley, and John Cena all come be part of this mock trial, whether Eric Bischoff should be able to keep his job or be fired. And you know what he ended up getting from Vince McMahon when the gravel hit? He got, "You're fired!" by Vince McMahon. And it would end with Vince McMahon dumping Eric Bischoff in the back of a garbage truck to say adieu to 3.5 years to a great employee, Eric Bischoff. Now, let's flash forward to December 4th, 2009, when TNA makes its biggest announcement in the company's history to date. TNA Wrestling announced that Hulk Hogan would debut for the company on January 7th, 2010, on the same night that Impact Wrestling would move from Thursday night slot and go head to head with WWE's Monday Night Raw. And ladies and gentlemen, this would be a huge, huge mistake for TNA in the end. And ladies and gentlemen, in 2018, on the 4th of December, Tom Billington, to the WWE Universe and the wrestling world known as the Dynamite Kid, passed away on his birthday at the age of 60. The exact cause of death was never confirmed publicly. However, he died in his home. And ladies and gentlemen, we are going to pay tribute to the Dynamite Kid on his birthday and the day he passed away with a 10 bell salute. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of On This Day in Wrestling with Perched on the Top Rope. Remember, you can watch all our other videos of On This Day in Wrestling History. You can watch our wrestling interviews, unboxing videos, card breaks, and more on youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope or youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. Now you can also like us on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. You can also like us and follow us on X at Perched Top Rope. You can also follow and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope. We're also on TikTok. It's Perched on the Top Rope, where we have hilarious Selena scenes recreating the best moments in professional wrestling history using Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On, because that makes everything better. There's also a video of Kevin Sullivan being humped by a dog. You heard me correctly. Kevin Sullivan, the Taskmaster, being humped by a dog. Rest in peace, Kevin. I'm so sorry it's up there still. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Perched on the Top Rope. Remember, spoiler freeze, the way to be. I'm out.